With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Beat me up on the mamas of all mama shit.
Hey, I'm looking through my telescope and I see a mothership. Is that you? Beam me up.
Hey, DA, I'm thirsty, man. Could you beam me up for a cold one?
Hey, DA, what's going on, baby? Stop me off and beam me up.
DA, what's the dealio? Permission to get in that mothership.
Is my window seat still available? Beam me up.
What's going on, DA? Hey, man, I need you to do me a huge favor. My coworker's a jerk. Oh, just beam me up, man.
Get beamed up. Everyone else has. It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
And we come to you live from the Quicken Loans Studios, national mortgage lender, Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Thanks for being with us on a thirsty Thursday. DA with you, CBS Sports Radio. And as always, you can listen to us on satellite radio. If your local affiliate doesn't carry us, shame on them. But also if you're out on the move, traveling, perhaps you are outside your listening area for the time being, check us out on satellite radio. That's Sirius XM 206. Coming up this hour on the show, should Showtime at the Ohtani have more signature dates? Sounds like the Japanese sensation is looking for more playing time. Should the Angels find it for him? That's coming up this hour on the show. Also, Jimmy Butler and the Timberwolves are dancing into the postseason for the first time since 2004. When you look back at what the T-Wolves looked like in 2004, it is startling they have not made the postseason since. I know it's got to be difficult. We all know it's got to be difficult because the last time the Timberwolves made the playoffs, they had different jerseys. They had Latrell Sprewell and Sam Cassell and Kevin Garnett and Wally Szczerbiak. I would guess that there's nobody on the 2003-2004 Minnesota T-Wolves, the last team to make the playoffs in that organization's history, that is still active in the NBA. Think about that crew. Spree, KG, Cassell, Szczerbiak. Those guys are dinosaurs. To let you know just how long ago that was, Hoobastank was in the top 10 on the Billboard 100. A Hoobastank reference to wake up to this morning on the show. That's why we do what we do. So the T-Wolves getting off of that schneid into the postseason was a big deal. And what a great game that was against the Nuggets last night, back and forth into overtime. Couple of crucial free throws knocked down by a shaky free throw shooter at Andrew Wiggins. Big rebound by Big Cat Karl-Anthony Towns. Jimmy Butler coming to Minnesota via the trade. Everybody expecting postseason or bust, and they finally get through. Props to the T-Wolves. I like fresh blood in the playoffs. I've talked about this before. I want fresh blood. I like fresh blood. I like the juice. I like the energy. Once an organization gets to the postseason, so many times it becomes boring for that fan base. It stinks. I want to see it fresh and new and exciting. And that's going to happen in Minnesota. They had more sellouts this year for the Timberwolves than any season since their inaugural season. That's how much excitement, because they finally had a good basketball team, was in Minnesota. Same thing in Las Vegas. Fresh, new, exciting. The Golden Knights blew everybody's hair back in an expansion year, having the greatest expansion season in NHL history. And they're in the playoffs, and they've got one of the best home crowd, home ice, home arena advantages in all of hockey. And last night today, game one against, oh, it's so perfect, the LA Kings. Because the Kings have been one of the standard bearers in the Western Conference and the NHL for the last couple of years. Obviously, multiple Stanley Cups. And Vegas and LA. Vegas is overrun by everybody coming up from LA every weekend. Vegas is the playground of those from LA. And here they are, fresh-faced expansion Golden Knights against the established LA Kings in game one at their house. And they get the victory 1-0. And listen to this crowd last night at T-Mobile Arena in the desert.
To the right side, Kopitar with 5 seconds. Kopitar, puck to the right corner, round behind with two, with one. It's over! Knights win it! Vegas defeats Los Angeles 1-0 in their first ever postseason contest.
Dan Duva on the Golden Knights radio network. It's a legit crowd, and I will raise my hand. This is why I always tell you I don't mind being wrong, because when I'm wrong, oftentimes it gives me joy because it means something rose above my expectations. I did not think a professional sports team in Las Vegas, a transient Sun Belt tourist destination city, was ever going to sound like that. I didn't ever think it was going to sound like that. I didn't ever think they would sell out games to this extent and build this much goodwill and have this much interest and have this much loyalty. Now, 10 years from now, if the Golden Knights aren't good, if the Knights are just another mediocre hockey team, 10 years from now, they might not sell out. They might not have this type of fandom. It helps when you're the new kid on the block. You're the newest thing in town. You're the first team in as a professional sports franchise, and you're good. It all goes hand in hand. The Vegas Knights seem to have an incredibly loyal fan base in Vegas. But if it wasn't an inaugural season or they weren't good, would it be as strong? I don't know. We have no idea. Probably not. So it works hand in hand. But early returns are that city loves this team, and their crowd is phenomenal. I mean, it's Nashville Predators-esque, but out west. It is incredible. Last night was more of that. And let me give you one of the reasons it's one of the best fan bases already and one of the best home crowds already in hockey. It's because the ownership cares about it. The Golden Knights are doing something I absolutely love. I applaud and I wish every team would do, except most teams want the money. The Vegas Knights don't want the money. Here's what I mean. Full season ticket holders were asked to take the, quote, Knights vow. This meant if you were a full season ticket holder and you wanted playoff tickets, the Knights vow said you couldn't resell the tickets on StubHub. Wow. That means if you're a season ticket holder, you can't just make a quick buck by turning them around and selling them on the open market. But you also got a financial discount. The Vegas Knights said, if your per-game ticket is $100 for the regular season, we'll give you playoff tickets for $125, but you cannot resell them. If you want the option to resell them, they cost you $175. This makes sense in two ways. Number one, it rewards your best fans. And number two, it keeps the Johnny-come-latelys out of the building. It means your hardcore fans are in that building going crazy instead of a Kings fan going, oh, cool, we're in the playoffs. Let's go to Vegas. Let's spend a couple days at the pool. Let's go gamble our faces off, and we'll catch a hockey game too. It means you get the best crowd. I am a partial season ticket holder to the New York Mets. And if they offered me this for the playoffs, I would jump at it. Because I want to use all my playoff tickets if they were to make the postseason. I don't want to sell them. I want to be in that building. And I don't want sitting next to me some jamoke that doesn't care about the game that is only there to be seen or because he's on a date and wants to impress his girlfriend. I don't want the person that's on their phone. I don't want Marlins man there. I want my fans, the fans that I sat with all season long that want to be there, that will kill to be there. That is why they have season tickets. It gives your fans a financial incentive to be there. Hey, we're going to take care of you because you are our true fans. I love it. Love it. How do they do this? I believe, I've been reading a lot about this, I believe it's only electronic tickets, so you don't actually get the physical ticket. So in other words, you can't get the ticket and then sell it outside the arena. It's only an electronic ticket. Thus, you can't transfer it to somebody else, and you can't sell it on StubHub or SeatGeek or anything like that. I think it's great. Hell, I'm not anti-selling tickets at a cut rate and IDing at the door. Your name is on the tickets. You've got to show that ID. I'm not anti that. Get me the real fans in that building. Build that atmosphere. Make it one of the best arenas in hockey or basketball, stadiums in football or baseball. Get the real fans back in. I love this. And I know what some of you are saying. Hey, DA, we plunked down $1,000, $2,000. We should be allowed to make some of that money back by going to the playoffs. That's fine. You pay a higher rate. If you're going to turn it around to sell it, you pay a higher rate than I do. I want to be in the building. The Golden Knights have it cooking. They have a one-game lead, 1-0 in that series after a 1-0 win last night, and even floating out the beat LA chance last night. I like it. I'm in. Well done. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. Twitter, DA on CBS. When we come back, speaking of LA, should the Angels be giving Showtime at the Ohtani more dates? DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Make the right game plan for you. Farmers Insurance has practical insurance knowledge gained from more than 89 years of experience. Find an agent at farmers.com.
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
DA with you here on CBS Sports Radio. The brand new PGP is out. Permission granted podcast. Check it out. It's our show about the show, and it's available on iTunes. Search Permission Granted. You'll find it there. Also, it's available on the normal DA Show iTunes feed. Also available on our newly redesigned website, daoncbs.com. Now very easily searchable and identifiable. There is a button right there at daoncbs.com for the Permission Granted podcast. This injury report brought to you by the Salt Institute, taking a look at the player, or a look at some of the latest injuries of players. Luke Baamute, the Rockets forward, dislocating his right shoulder in a meaningless game at the end of the season. Now, the Rockets expected to be without him for at least their first-round series with the T-Wolves. This is big. He's a defensive presence. The Rockets obviously built around offense. They need a few guys that do the dirty stuff underneath. They need Baamute back for the tougher series later on in the postseason. Also, Corey Brewer of the Thunder. Last night, clutches his right knee in the regular season finale. Sprained right knee, status for the first round series for the Thunder, uncertain right now. After exercise, it's critical to replace both water and salt. Lost through perspiration during the activity, salt is a vital component of hydration, and that's why athletes need it too. Find out more at littlesalt.org.
Well, I feel good, and I'm doing well.
If you're Shohei at the Ohtani, you are feeling really good and doing really well because you are the sensation of the early, young 2018 baseball season. He's 2-0 with a 2.08 ERA. He threw more than six innings of perfect baseball last time out. His fastball is topping out at 98 miles an hour, and he's bashed three home runs and has a .364 batting average. How you like them apples? But what do you do with them? When do you rest them? Because he's got to pitch every sixth day, his turn in the rotation, and you can't take his bat out of the lineup. He's 23 years old. And right now, the team is resting him on days before and after he pitches. But Ohtani is eager to play more. Quote, I talk to the medical staff every day, and they see how I'm doing, my strength level, to see if I can play it that day. It's the beginning of the season, so I think they're being pretty careful with me right now. Once the season gets tougher and the schedule gets tougher throughout the summer, hopefully I can make them want to play me more. I would like to play more. If not, that's what it is. I have to follow what they say. So this is why I love Shohei Ohtani. Because he could have come here stateside and made his money a couple of years from now. He only got $20 million to come now because he wasn't mature enough in terms of age. He wasn't experienced enough to actually come here and break the bank like other international free agents can. He was limited because of the MLB player pool and being still at a youthful amateur age. He said, screw it, I'm not waiting another 2 years. Think about it. 2 years from now, he can make $150 million. But he came for 20. Risking injury, risking just falling flat on his face. Love it. He bet on himself. I love that. Number two, he could have made this money here by being just a pitcher. Obviously, as long as you are a dependable starting pitcher, you'll make $20 million a year. If you're a great starting pitcher, you'll make $30 million a year. If you are an elite ace, eventually, you'll make $40 million a year because he's only 23 years old. Team said, if he's that good of an arm, let's protect him. Why hit him? Why worry about him throwing out whatever? His mechanics, his arm, his strength. Let's just have him focus on pitching. And he said, nope, if I'm coming to the States, I want to hit. Again, bet on himself. So the Angels go, okay, we can have you as a DH, and we'll start you, and we'll have a six-man rotation, and so we will build this kind of around you. And Ohtani will throw every sixth day, meaning he will have a rest day before he pitches and after he pitches, and then there's 3 days he can hit at DH. Ohtani's going, I want to play more. Now, it could be just youthful vigor, exuberance. But don't you love a guy that wants to do more? That wants to challenge people putting him in a box? That wants to challenge the powers that be that want to bubble wrap his arm and treat him like fine china? Even though that would be an easier road in baseball, the easiest road he could have taken is this. Wait 2 more years in Japan. Perform well out there. He's 25 years old. He comes here and makes crazy money as a starting pitcher only. He could have been the new Yu Darvish, the new Daisuke Matsui, the new comes over from Japan, Matsuzaka, comes over from Japan or Korea or the Far East, whatever it is, comes here as slightly unknown, and they go, we're going to put you right in there, and we're going to give you a ton of cash. But instead, he wants a hit. He wants to break out of that. He doesn't want to be that guy. And you have to respect that because he goes, I'm betting on myself financially. I'm betting on myself from an ability standpoint, and I am going to push what they allow me to do. Now, look, you got to protect him from himself. You don't want to exhaust him. It's early in the season. He's 23 years old. He's never been subjected to this type of competition, but I love this dude. He just wants to perform more. He wants to do more. He wants to compete more. And how could you tell him no? He's awesome. I'm all in on Ohtani. All in.
You win.
Going back to the Vegas night situation, I'm thrilled that they are trying to keep the real fans in the building by offering them financial incentives not to resell their tickets on the secondary market. Reed tweets in DA, the problem is for the real fans who can't afford season tickets or it's not financially responsible to get them. That's where they get the shaft when it comes to the playoffs. I'm an example of that. I live 2+ hours away from Nashville, so it's not a smart buy for season tickets. Totally get it. Totally get it. But I think even you would agree, you would rather have the real fans in that building. And the way that you do that is by keeping the fans that are there all season in their seats. Yeah, you want access to a couple of games a year. I totally get that. You'd love to have access to a couple of playoff games, and you can pay for that. But you pay, obviously, a premium. Because what we don't want is the big games. Think about the Super Bowl. The Super Bowl crowd stinks because it's all corporate. It's fans that are general fans that kind of want to just be around. And there's only 40% or 30% of the stadium that's actually of hardcore rooting interest. You don't want your games to turn into that. The NBA Finals. The NBA Finals, you look at teams in major markets like New York or Los Angeles. Those crowds aren't nearly what they could be because they've priced out the regular fan. If you keep the regular fan in the building by giving them a financial incentive to not resell their tickets, that's great for everybody. Great. James tweets, being a Notre Dame football fan, I saw the same thing with season ticket holders who sold their tickets to Georgia fans during the last college football season. It was all about the money because Georgia fans were paying a lot of money for those tickets. Hashtag it's about the money, DA.
You need to eat like this. You need to eat like this.
You can eat well, I'm sure.
It's about the money. M-O-N-E-Y, DA.
But yeah, that game was all Georgia fans. And Notre Dame Stadium, all red, all black, all over the place. Chino Palooza tweets, oh, yeah, great. Mraz talking smack for his Yankees after back-to-back bad weeks is hilarious. But it's all about today, not yesterday for him. You can't spell yesterday without turd. Bobby tweets, I know it's just an act, but the fat man, Mraz, is singing. Fire that fat sack of protoplasm and get someone with some integrity. That's Bobby in Boise.
Itchy nipple chub, bro.
You're a fatty like me.
Fat sack of protoplasm, according to Bobby and Boise.
I don't know what that is, so it's I could be that. I mean, I don't want to argue something that could be factual because I really don't know what that word means, but it sounds mean.
Protoplasm, I believe, is kind of like...
Oh, I thought he meant fat.
Oh.
Oh, no, I meant the plasma thing, the TV thing.
The TV thing?
The plasma.
Oh, my God.
Whatever he was talking about.
You think it's like a plasma TV?
It's the same word, but it's a prototype.
Wow.
Fatty
what?
Like
Mom,
me.
What is it? What is wow. it? Wow. Wow.
I knew why he wasn't calling me a fat TV, but I'm sure it's something similar.
Yeah, fat computer monitor.
Come on.
The colorless material comprising the living part of a cell, including the cytoplasm, nucleus, and other organelles.
So I'm like an amoeba.
Yeah, like a fat amoeba.
You're a fat Jello.
Okay.
All right. Just think about
chubby
that.
Person. The way you just said fat was a little aggressive, but just a little. You're so a fatty like me. Just like a fat bowl of Jello.
Mm.
I could see it.
Okay.
All right. Thick person. You know what? Sticks and stones never break me.
Well, why do you say that we can't use the F word then?
Well, because, again, it's not that I personally won't be hurt, but it's offensive.
Thick. Oh. To you whom? Just,
to fat people. Fatty like me. It's an aggressive word.
All right. When we come back here on the show, soundcheck your best audio of the day as Jimmy Butler and the Timberwolves break their 14-year non-playoff streak. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
It's the DA Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Throwback Thursday here on the DA Show. Thanks for being part of our extravaganza Monday through Friday, 9 until noon Eastern Time here on CBS Sports Radio. Remember, you can always catch us on the app, the CBS Sports app, the TuneIn app, the Radio.com app, or Apple Music. And our toll-free line is 855-212-4227. Brought to you by Geico. Everybody, there's a quick way you could save money switching to Geico. Do you need homeowners, renters, or motorcycle insurance too? Get it all at geico.com. Hockey fans, we are bringing back one of our favorite annual traditions here on the DA Show. We are bringing back the overtime game winner montage. Every overtime game winner, which is the soul, the spirit, the DNA of the hockey postseason, we string together in montage form with the local radio announcer losing his mind with some dramatic music underneath, and it makes your skin stand up. It's phenomenal. Every year we do this, and it is so cool and so awesome. And so last night, night one, Stanley Cup playoffs, no overtime wins. Vegas beats the Kings 1-0. Jets beat the Wild 3-2. Penguins beat the Flyers. Steelers over the Eagles by a touchdown, 7-0. As we get the overtime game winners, we will play them all here on the show the next morning and add them to the montage. You will love it. Time now for your best audio of the day. It is Soundcheck.
CBS presents this program in color.
An educated person can't think he's going to get a recruit by strippers coming in.
They can fire you, but they can't eat you.
And they run through our ass like through a tin horn, man, and we could not stop them.
The audio you need to hear. It's DA Soundcheck.
Last night, a one-game playoff, essentially win and you're in. Game 82, Timberwolves and Nuggets from Minnesota. Winner moves into the Western Conference playoffs. Loser goes home. It took us till overtime to decide it, but the Timberwolves outlast Denver. And Jimmy Butler's first year in Minnesota and the Twin Cities ends with a trip to the postseason, their first trip there in 14 years.
We brought this organization, this city, back where it needs to be. We got some really good players. Wherever we're at, we believe in ourselves. It doesn't matter what seed we are. We got some guys that want to win. So wherever we end up, we'll fight.
That's Fox Sports North. I loved how NBA TV checked in on that game and showed all of that last night, including the overtime. Fun to watch it and fun to watch the Timberwolves celebrate. And that was courtesy of Fox Sports North. Now, as I mentioned before, in 2004, the last time the T-Wolves made the playoffs, it was Kevin Garnett, Sam Cassell, Latrell Sprewell, and Wally Szczerbiak leading the charge. That's a long time ago. The top 100 singles of 04 as part of the Billboard charts. Yeah, number one by Usher featuring Lil Jon and Ludacris. Burn by Usher at number two. Alicia Keys, If I Ain't Got You at number three. Maroon 5, This Love at number four. The Way You Move by Outkast, number 5. Hoobastank, The Reason, number 6. Mario Winans featuring Enya and P. Diddy, I Don't Want to Know, at number 7. Outkast, big year for them. Hey Ya, number 8. Sierra Goodies featuring Petey Pablo at number 9. Terror Squad, Lean Back at number 10. These were your top 10 songs of 04. It's a long time ago. Jay-Z, Dirt Off Your Shoulder. Nickelback, Someday. Linkin Park, Numb. Sheryl Crow, The First Cut Is the Deepest. JoJo, Leave. Khalees, Milkshake. These are the top 100 songs of 04. Ryan Cabrera, On the Way Down. Kelly Clarkson, Breakaway. Lil Flip, Game Over. Beanie Man, Dude. R. Kelly, Happy People. It's been a long time. Long time. The Black Eyed Peas, Let's Get It Started. Chingy, Holiday Inn. Toby Keith, American Soldier. Kenny Chesney, I Go Back. It's been a long time since the T-Wolves were in the playoffs. The playoffs. Russell Westbrook averages a triple-double, second year in a row. And now the Thunder in the playoffs as the 4 seed.
Honestly, I just give all the thanks to the men above and very, very blessed to be able to go out and to play every single night. Man, I have an unbelievable teammates that allow me to do what I like to do each and every night. Coaching staff as well, organization that's behind anything that I put forward. And, I'm just happy to be able to go out and compete.
Russ, what is this team capable of doing in the playoffs?
Championship.
Fox Sports Oklahoma. Thunder's the 4 seed. They'll get the Jazz the 5 seed. What a fascinating matchup that is. With some of the star power, the young star power that Utah brings to the table. What a rebound season after losing Gordon Hayward last offseason in free agency. For the Jazz to be there, really impressive. But the Thunder have a dangerous, dangerous potential because of Russ and obviously the star power, Paul George, Carmelo. I think the Warriors are really lucky that they didn't end up in a 2-7 matchup against the Thunder. I think they're really lucky because the Thunder was not scared of Golden State. And could you imagine the Warriors without Steph Curry, meaning Kevin Durant's going to have to carry much more of the water going up against Russell Westbrook and his former team? I would have loved to see that. The 2-7 is now Golden State San Antonio. Boy, they are really fortunate. They did not end up with a whirling dervish like Westbrook in the Thunder. Instead, OKC is the 4-5. And finally, Yankees-Red Sox brawl last night. I can't wait to hear how John and Susan called it on Yankees radio.
Now here's the 2-1. And it hit him. Oh. Austin slammed his bat on the ground. Now heads toward the mound. And he's ready to swing. He and Kelly go down on the ground. Both benches empty. We have a brawl in Boston. And the brawl is going on. Austin had slid hard into Holt. And so Kelly hit him with a pitch. And Austin charged the mound.
Oh, I don't blame him, John. I don't blame him. I like this, as I mentioned, for two reasons. Number one, the Yankees needed to show some fight after getting humiliated 14-1. Number two, I like baseball when this rivalry is back and salty, but without them being the only team that can win the World Series the way that it felt in 99 and 03 and 04 and all those years in between when they were all going to World Series and winning them, the financial might of the Yankees and Red Sox rendered everybody else to be a second-tier, second-class citizen in baseball. And now those two teams are back and they hate one another and they're competing in the division. But there's other teams that can compete right there with them. So I like it. That's your sound check. Jim tweets, Mraz sounds as if he should be working on Wall Street with his buy-sell mentality on the Yankees. Mraz is all over the place because that's what he does. If his team is bad, he writes them off. Season is over. They're all bums. Burn their jerseys. The moment that they win, season's back on. We're going to win the World Series. This guy's going to the Hall of Fame. You have no idea how taxing it is, exhausting it is behind the scenes to deal with that. You don't even get the bulk of it. You hear a couple of snippets every so often on the radio. He's doing this behind the scenes. Season's back. This changed the season. They're going to take over the division by the end of April. World Series, here we come. Yet 24 hours ago, yesterday at this time, he'd written off the season. They won't make the playoffs. And Giancarlo Stanton, all of his jerseys should be burned and he should be traded. And he's going to be the new Jason Bay, Pablo Sandoval. It's exhausting. Bobby tweets, oh, wow, good God, Mraz is an idiot, isn't he?
As a pop culture phenomenon like myself.
Oh, you know, yeah.
Interestingly, last night you actually spoke to an assembled group of students at your alma mater.
I did. I was at SUNY Old Westbury giving them, you know, keys to the castle.
And what keys did you give them?
I had nothing. I got to be honest. I had nothing. They asked me, what do you do when you show up for an interview? What is the best advice you can give? I froze, and I made a Step Brothers joke and said, just don't do what the guys at Step Brothers did. Got a big roar and a laugh.
Which was what?
Don't wear tuxedos, don't interview in tandem, and don't pass gas in a small room.
So that's a really good metaphor for your career. Who knows how you've been able to do this?
I think I'm a lost cause.
You actually don't have any insight. You don't have any information.
I told them to get an internship. They're very important.
Nice. That's what anybody... If you just Googled, what's the key to getting a job, it probably comes up internship.
Yeah, well, then I also said when you get the internship, don't give anybody your opinions. Just be a sponge and observe. I thought that was important.
How ironic.
Yeah, well, that's what I did. I was a big sponge.
But now all you give is opinions.
But I'm not an intern anymore.
And you don't observe anything.
I've already observed. I've already sponged.
Gotcha.
Hey, buddy, how you doing?
I've already observed and sponged.
Couple of DA show fans. I was asked about the Derek Jeter crying incident by two listeners.
Oh, nice.
So that was nice.
Nice.
And I also, they pubbed the Permission Granted podcast while I was up
Very
there.
Very nice.
I told them I was suspended for 2 weeks.
Nice. Okay. I heard that they thought that Bilotti was your boss.
Yes.
Great.
In my introduction, which the audio should come soon, they said, the teacher said, I also taught his now boss, Peter Bilotti. And boy, he's lucky my mic wasn't hot.
They're going to consider now the body.
The body.
Yeah, your boss.
He really waxed Pete Bilotti good about being a boss and a higher up here at CBS Sports Radio.
Well, did he mean it like Bilotti is a boss? Like a Rick Ross is a boss?
No, he meant it like Bilotti could be the executive producer of CBS Sports Radio in general.
Like
above that.
Bilotti could be above you in a management role.
Which begs the question, because Bilotti does know the same teacher. We come from the same, we're cut from the same cloth. What lies is Pete Bilotti spreading to him?
They just have a high opinion of me.
We had Brady Quinn join us earlier in the show. Reports this morning are that the Patriots are the team leading the interest or leading in interest on Lamar Jackson.
Now, Lamar Jackson is somewhat of a work in progress as far as playing from the pocket goes, but I think the one thing he has going for him is every single year at Louisville, he got better and better, and his head coach, Bobby Petrino, he knew he had aspirations of playing in the NFL one day as a quarterback, and he continually pushed him mentally to be able to put more on his plate at the line of scrimmage to prepare him for that, and you can see that with some of the NFL reads and progressions that he was asked to do at Louisville. Now, the accuracy standpoint, some of his mechanics, you know, there's some things that he's got to work on, but as far as the New England Patriots, if they were to go with a guy like Lamar Jackson, it kind of makes sense as far as where the league's going. And they don't have to rush him into play right away. He can sit, learn from the greatest of all time, and then get his opportunity maybe in 2-3 years once Tom Brady retires. And in the meantime, you put together a package for him, short yardage, maybe in the red zone, something that you make defenses have to worry about if he's active and he comes off the bench to come in and to run a few plays here or there.
Well, that's a really interesting idea by Brady Quinn. Look, we told you this here on the show 2 weeks ago, that the pieces of the puzzle started adding up to the Patriots and Lamar Jackson. The Patriots trading away Brandon Cooks for the number 23 pick in the draft. Having the number 31 pick in the draft, now having collateral to potentially move up at least two picks in the first round. Having Lamar Jackson in their sights because he would be one of the elite quarterbacks of this draft that could potentially fall to them. The other guy's likely to be taken in the top 10. Lamar Jackson not running the 40-yard dash at the combine or his pro day. Lamar Jackson representing himself. Lamar Jackson's mom not taking phone calls from interested teams. None of it made sense until now. You start realizing behind the scenes, the Patriots are puppeteering a way to access and engineer a draft of Lamar Jackson to plug him in and be the successor 2 years from now for Tom Brady. It's happening, boys and girls. When we come back, the Sixers in the playoffs.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.